So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Mem Beis said, "Ein noisnin kli tachas aner lekabel beis hashemen." One may not put a kli under a lamp to catch the oil. The Mishnah never discussed whether you could put a kli over something that is moktzeh in order to protect it. This is a machlokes amarah between Rav Chisda and Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara Daf Mem Beis quoted Rav Chisda as follows: "Ava pisha amur ein noisnin kli tachas tarnagoyles lekabel beis sasa." Although the Chum said that we may not place a bowl under a hen to receive the egg, to make sure it does not roll away and break, because of the Issur Rabbanan of Ein Kli Nitel El Letzayich Davar HaNitel. However, if a chicken laid an egg on Shabbos, Koifo Aleh Kli Shaloi Teshaveh, you can place a Kli over it to protect the egg from breaking. There are two ways to explain Rav Chisda's opinion. Rabbi explains that you can move the Kli to protect the egg, which is Muktzah, because the Rabban allowed moving non-Muktzah items for the sake of Muktzah items in the case of Atzala Metzuyah, common losses, and it is quite common for an unprotected egg to be trampled and crushed. However, it is not common for a hen to lay the egg on an incline where it would roll away. So too in the case of our Mishnah, he may not bring a bowl to save the dripping oil, since it's not a great loss. Now, Abaye challenges Rav Chisda from five different sources that all seem to allow moving a non-Muktzah item for the sake of a Muktzah item, even in cases that there seem to be uncommon losses. The Gemara, however, explains each of the five cases to be speaking of a Tzal Metzuyah, a common loss. Rav Yosef explains that Rav Chisda understood the Isser in the Mishnah of moving a Kli under the hen to be because of Mevatla Kli Mechana. When the non-Muktzah vessel has the Muktzah egg land on it, the Kli can no longer be used for the rest of Shabbos. This explains why the Kli can be placed over the Muktzah egg, since the Kli remains usable. And according to Rav Yosef, Rav Chisda does not subscribe to the Isser of Ein Kli Nitel El Tzarech Tavah Nitel. The Gemara asks questions from five different brises on Rav Yosef and answers all of them. The final challenge on Rav Yosef from a brisa that states that a basket used for birds to hop on becomes muktzah introduces us to the concept of migad iskatzoy lebein hashmashos iskatzoy lekula yoyma. If the kli became muktzah by having birds in it for the duration of bein hashmashos, it remains muktzah for the entire Shabbos. If you put the basket there during Shabbos, it's muktzah only as long as the birds are on it. When they get off, it's no longer muktzah. Rav Yitzchak disagrees with Rav Chisda and says, "K'shem she'ein noisnin kli tachas tarnagoyles lekabel beis sasa, kach ein koyvin lekli b'shul shleit shaver." Just as you may not put something under the chicken to catch the egg, so too you may not put anything over the egg to protect him, because of ein kli nitel el davar hanitel b'shabes. You may not move a kli for the purpose of something that is muktzah. Rav Yitzchak holds that there is no dispensation for hatzala mitzuyah of common losses. The Gemara asks from the same five brises that seem to allow moving a non-muktzah item for the sake of a muktzah item, and answers with the following qualification of this halacha. The Esser of Ein Kli Nitel El Tzarech Davar HaNitel applies only when he initially moves the Kli to use it for the muktzah item. However, in the case of Tzarech L'Mekayimah, where he needs its place, once he initially moves the Kli to free up the place it's been occupying, he may put it anywhere, even where it serves the purpose of a muktzah item. And those brises are all referring to such a case. The Gemara continues to question Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion from several other brises, and answers either B'tzarech L'Mekayimah, he needs his place, or that the items are actually not muktzah. The Gemara then cites a ruling of Rav Huna, which is in accord with Rav Yitzchak. Amar Rav Huna, Eisen mechitza lames b'shulchai. One may erect a wall or covering to protect a dead body, which is muktzah, if it also is done on behalf of a living person. Ve'ein eisen mechitza lames b'shulmes. But one may not make a mechitza solely for the mess. Based on the brisa, the Gemara explains as follows. In the case of mes hamuta b'chama, a dead body lying in the sun, the Gemara quotes from Shmuel by Yehuda that you may not bring a cloth to protect it from the sun. Rather, you have to bring the cloth to protect the people around the mess, and when they go away, they can leave the cloth hanging over their chairs, thereby protecting the dead body. Continuing the discussion of handling dead bodies on Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that all agree that if a dead body is in the sun, manichal of kikar etinik umatatle, you can place a loaf of bread or a baby on it, and then carry the body. This kula does not work for other muktzah items. It's a special dispensation because of kavod ames. If there is no kikar etinik available, there is a machlokes whether you can move the body from one bed to another in an unusual manner. This machlokes revolves around the issues of whether tiltel min atzad shmei tiltel or lo shmei tiltel. If moving muktzah in an indirect way is considered to be a violation of moving muktzah. The Gemara concludes by saying that even if tiltel min atzad shmei tiltel, one may still move a body out of a burning house. The reason being, since a person is likely to violate a malocha deraisa of extinguishing the fire in order to protect their dead, Chazal preferred to allow the Isser Muktzah Drabbanan rather than risk the Isser Mechaba deraisa.